Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 3rd, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kim Shields from Encourage. Kim is bringing in Tessa Taylor, the executive director of the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, some of our favorite people to talk to, our friends from Family Natural Foods. We have Jamie and Katrina with us today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, feeling good. It's Wednesday. It's midweek.
Yeah.
We're here, everyone. It's going to be great.
we know it's going to be a good show when we lead with you guys. We know it's going to be.
Well, I brought Jamie, so that's why it's going to be a good show. And you know what, Jamie, I didn't even tell you this yet. So yesterday with this sweet little lady that was in, I hope she's listening, and she was like, is Jamie in? I really like her, and she kind of knows all the things that are going on with my health right now. And for all of those that don't know Jamie, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I recruited her for a few years because she's used to coming to the store. She's a teacher by trade. And I was like, Jamie, I think you could work here. Like, she kind of felt like she was already working here when she wasn't.
Yeah.
So if you haven't met Jamie, you need to come in because she's the guru of – well, so many different things, mm-hmm. but just to name a few, let's see, essential oils, anything school-related, right, because she's a teacher. We have anything inflammation-related because she's been really good about abusing her body. But also she's a forager, so she's got all this great, like, knowledge of different herbs and plants that grow around, and just an amazing human, so I highly recommend you get to know Jamie at the store.
Wasn't the first time you brought Jamie in talking about foraging?
Yeah,
I think it was.
And we talked essential oils too that time.
Yes, yeah. And I learned a lot from you about the foraging and that. I find that so interesting. And I learned talking with you about it, I learned a lot more about it than I think I ever would have known. So I thought that was a really fun conversation. We appreciate you being here, Jamie.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
So what is happening over at the shop, Katrina?
Okay, so there's lots of things. It's fall, which means a few different things. You know, it's new routines, which we'll talk a little bit about when we talk a bit of back to school. But something I want to highlight, because we're not going to have a chance to talk on air about it before she comes, but Dr. Tracy's coming, and she's talking all sorts of digestive health, which we've mentioned the date, and we've mentioned it before, but we're definitely going to just highlight it a bit more today. So Dr. Tracy is coming on Tuesday. This is next Tuesday, the 19th, and she'll be at 5:15 doing a presentation at Family Natural Foods. She was here in April, and Jamie, like, it was a good turnout.
Mm-hmm. It was a great turnout.
Everybody said, like, can she come back again?
Mm-hmm.
Can she talk longer? And it's so cool because they loved being here and they loved teaching, or, like, I should say she loves teaching. So they're like, let's make this happen again in September. So we're really excited to have her. So she's talked already about a lot of fundamental, foundational digestive presentation information. However, she's going to build on it. But if you have not been there for the first one, you can come, because she's going to talk about those things, and then she'll dive into a few other topics, like she's going to talk about, like, okay, parasites. It's not really a fun topic for any of us to say, but, like, parasites happen. They're around. You can get them through your foods. You can get them through soils and things like that. So Dr. Tracy, it's going to talk about parasites and candida, which candida is an overgrowth of yeast. And a lot of times it's because our diets that we're eating is high sugar, high carbs, and it feeds off of those things. So she'll talk about, like, different signs and symptoms to look for with that, as well as what to do. And then she'll, you know, be highlighting, oh, let's see, enzymes, omega-3s.
Mm-hmm. You know, even one thing that people may not realize about maybe a digestive health issue is the way your skin looks. Mm-hmm. Your skin is a window to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you're, oh, I got it, I'm good, I don't really need help with digestion, but your skin's a mess, maybe you have eczema or acne, it's probably gut related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And gut off of gut related, your gut is your immune system, right? So it's your gateway to all things, like your immune system. And you're talking, like, your face is also a really good window of, like, how is your digestive system. But we're now going into the cold and flu season, so we need to keep our immune system up. So doing things for your gut to heal your gut, You might have leaky gut. You might have constipation, diarrhea, heartburn. Those are very common things that a lot of people don't even want to talk about. But there are ways to help and also heal your gut, not just take a pill and, you know, kind of Band-Aid effect. It's like, how can we heal it so you can maximize your nutrient uptake, right? Like, your digestive system is how you absorb your nutrients through the food that you eat. I don't know about you, but I sometimes forget that, like, oh yeah, the foods we eat are giving us the vitamins and minerals we need for the day. It's not that it just tastes good. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we eat more for taste versus for the actual intense nutrient uptake. And our digestive system does that, and we need it. So we gotta heal that thing up.
Nobody in history has ever gotten excited to talk insurance. To dive into insurance, to talk to an insurance salesperson or any of this, but you're darn happy you have it when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing this information is the insurance of your body.
Yeah.
It is important to understand more and more so that you know, the things that Jamie is touching on with the skin, that's a great note. I didn't know that until listening to or reading some of Dr. Tracy's work, because I was not able to take in the so I'm really hoping to be at this one.
Cool. It's on Tuesday at 5:15, nice, James. Nice. So hopefully you can make it.
I shouldn't be on air at that time. With that, I also thought of something else that came up with something she was talking about too, about this, and how I used to always think that our feet were kind of the most disregarded part of our body, that we just didn't pay enough attention to, but does so much work for us.
Mm-hmm.
That is in second place now, because man, our stomach, just speaking for myself, I didn't realize how much more attention I needed to be paying attention to that part of my body. I really felt like it's almost, well, that's a machine that's running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's taken care of. Is it plugged in? All right. Yep. We're good to go. We can just leave that, just let it run. It's a generator just running.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. Really, none of your body is that way. But thanks to somebody like Dr. Tracy that really not only is really so informed on this topic, but I think we touched on this last time, Kat. She is one of these people, like a Neil deGrasse Tyson type, that can break these things down to where even I can understand it.
Yeah, she's not going to give you like all these acronyms of like, what does this mean? She's like there to help you. There's a family member, not my family member, but someone we know who their daughter, who's like 4 or 5, has been dealing with digestive issues her whole 4 years. And they said that going to that presentation was like the most informative and it helped them the most. And they've been going to doctors for years. And they said that was the best. So it's really had a good impact on a lot of people that we've heard. So, yeah, definitely worth going. So that's going to be on September 19th. That's this next Tuesday at 5:15 at the store. So definitely come and come with questions, because she will answer them.
Yeah. Bring your notebook. You know, you're going to want to take notes on this one. She's so informed on this stuff. It's going to be a really good conversation. We'll be talking about it on the air, making sure we send a lot of people your way.
Cool. Thank you. We appreciate that.
We got some other fun stuff coming up, too.
We do. Okay. So fall is Famnature Food Sale, right? So 77th Customer Appreciation Sale.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
So amazing.
Uh-huh.
So amazing.
I was sending a message to a friend, and I mentioned like, oh, I can't do something this weekend. It's the 77th customer appreciation sale. And then she was like, wow, that's amazing. I was like, it's an honor, actually. Like, I feel like, wow, I feel so like amazed on this legacy that my family has created and continued. And I sometimes just marvel at, wow, I get to live that and help the community. But really, it's the community that's helping us. So it's a thank you to the community. It's a thank you for coming, supporting us for 77 years and 3 generations. So come celebrate with us. Make it fun. Have fun with us. Get sales, door prize signups, free gifts, the whole shebang.
I can actually relate to this a little bit. Not on the family sense, although I feel some of that with my team here. But working at a station that's 80 plus years old, there's not a day that I walk into this building not thinking about the people that made it so that I can be in this building.
Mm-hmm.
The all the people before me and everything, and this community that has embraced this station for over 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a certain pride that comes with it, but it's more of a humbling pride, more of a like, wow, I get to do this? Like,
an awe, almost.
Yeah, yeah. It's part of the reason why I feel like it's the best, like, customer appreciation sale you're ever going to hear. Like, you guys go above and beyond. And while some places and some businesses will do this for a day or for a couple of hours, you guys just extend that.
Yeah. And I think with that, too, we have the sale, which we started doing like Friday and Saturday because not everybody can make it on a Friday. And it makes it extra fun and extra busy for all of us,
yes, too.
But a lot of sales will continue even in the month of October because, like, some of our top lines, like Terry Natural, will be a continual through the whole month because we just love that brand. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a month-long sale and celebration of sorts. But you really want to come the days of the sale because there's way more fun. You can sign up for door prizes. That will happen those days, but it won't, you know, through the month. And there's a free gift with a purchase. That's mm-hmm. really fun for the special anniversary days. And then we have different representatives that come, and they can help you with more specific topics or, tell us about the latest that you have going on. Mm-hmm. So that's really great. And we have food tastings, and mm-hmm. we'll dive into, like, the nitty-gritty of, like, all the details, probably the next segment that we do with you in September. Mm-hmm. But it's so fun. Yeah. The energy's great. The people are awesome. It's a fun way to connect with people. You know, it's a community event, and it's a great way to save. So you can think, like, all right, I use 6 of these per, okay, how many do I need? And I can save X amount of money. So that's a good way to do that, too. So.
When we had the remote with you guys, when Melissa and I got to go down there and hang out with you guys for the morning and kick our day off over there, one of the things that I picked up on that I haven't in all the times I've been in that store, but I am such a tunnel vision shopper. I'm such a, I'm going in here to grab this and I'm done, you know, kind of thing. I tend to, Family Natural Foods, I look around, I'll talk to you and Steven or something, but I usually tend to be that way. During the remote, I'm watching people and I'm noticing, oh, these people were happy to run into each other. They haven't seen each other in a while. Wait a minute. Oh, these people are doing this. Oh, these mm-hmm. people are. Throughout the, 4 hours we were there, I saw at least 3 or 4 different people doing that.
Yeah.
You're so right about this. It's a great place. It is the number one place to get supplements, to find out more about your body and to how you can help it. But it is also a community hub. Mm-hmm. It is a place where people come and love running into each other, whether it is organically or not. And just kind of ran into a pun there a little bit. I didn't mean to do it, but it is. It's out there. I can't change. I can't take it back. But it's true. It's one of the fun things about not only this sale, but about going to Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a thank you, and it's a come celebrate with us, and that will be October 6th and 7th, and so it'll be Friday 9 until 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. Come have fun. Yeah. Come celebrate with us.
Get ready for it, everybody. We'll be talking more about this, as Katrina said, the next time we get together.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I brought in the teacher with me because it's back to school month. Mm-hmm. We've talked back to school. But we want to highlight it a little bit, just a few things that maybe now that we have like a week or two of a rhythm for a lot of schools or going back to college. So again, this doesn't have to just be for kids. This can be for the parent that's going back to school. Yeah. This can be for the teenager. This can be for the young adult. This can be for the parent that's getting the kids ready and stressed and exhausted and all the things. So we just want to talk a little bit back to school now that there's a rhythm and maybe some fun tips that, I don't know, maybe you and I have picked up over the years.
I always feel like I had to be one step ahead of my children mm-hmm. at home, but also my students. Hmm. And troubleshooting, you know, what's going on. Hmm. If there's a break in the learning because mm-hmm. of a behavior issue, so it may be because they're tired or they're hungry or anxious. Mm-hmm. And providing them a place to just chill out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Have those emotions. It's okay mm-hmm. to have those feelings and emotions. But I think part of like what we wanted to talk about today is that we find that kids are more anxious now than maybe they were. Mm-hmm. There's more on their plate. I also have been learning a little bit about our nervous systems and how children at a certain age, I think it's like under 10, they actually borrow their parents' nervous system. Like, you know how you'll say, like, I'm flowing with you, right? Like, I sync up with you. Mm-hmm. So if you can think that way, but, like, kids are learning how to regulate their nervous system, so their stress, their fight or flight responses, their kind of control their anxieties, and the people around them help guide them through that. Yeah. So their teachers, their parents, their caretakers, you name it. The nervous system is just so much more taxed these days. Like, I think of, well, I was just, you know, I did the rush of, like, okay, everybody ready for school, and like everybody got all their things for work, etc. And so I'm probably more excited in the mornings getting everything going, and more, maybe I should say, anxious, not excited.
A little column A.
But kids also have that anxiety. And we were just talking to Affy at the store, and we were talking about, like, digestion and bowel movements, and some kids revert their behaviors because it's a new environment and it's different. And so there is a lot of anxiety, and anxiety can be different ways, we were talking about too, right? Like,
and as kids learn harder things, there has to be a struggle. That's how you learn. And I taught physical education at Howe Elementary, and I still remember handing out a jump rope to one student, and he just broke down crying because he knew he was good at catching a ball, he was good at throwing a ball, but he really struggled with that jump rope. We have to make kids, or have kids, struggle so they learn harder and harder things, which in turn causes stress.
We fall to learn how to rise. I think that plenty have seen the numbers and how hard our schools have been hit, whether it is having funding taken from them or teachers having funding taken from them or anything like that, or after school programs. We've seen the studies as far as education and our numbers globally, let alone here in this country. You want to do something about that? Here is where it starts. A kid is feeling better, they are healthy, they are that much more in tune in class, able to pay attention that much better, able to register and soak in that information that much better. It all starts with health. It all begins there. So much of it does, at least. Keeping your kids and kids in general healthy is vitally important going forward, because, again, I don't know if this is common knowledge or not. Turns out they're the future.
Oh, yes.
I was blown away by this, you guys.
Yes, children are the future.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it's a really cool system the way this has worked up. Let's take care of them. Let's help take care of them and spread this kind of information as well, because, you know, not imagining every single parent is listening to this show. Spread this kind of information out there to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if there are things, whether it's for you or for your child, that helping calm that nervous system, or they're a little bit extra, they have a little more movement than maybe they should in the classroom, which I still think kids should be moving and grooving and they shouldn't be confined to a box. Yeah. But that's another topic, everyone. We have some really great things for, it's called Calm Kids, or there's AnxioCalm, which is really great for just calming that nervous system, calming those stressors early on, that can really help. Just, it doesn't have to be an everyday thing either. It can be that time when you're noticing your kid's just extra anxious. So it can be occasional, because it works really fast. Both Jamie and I have used it before and love it. It's really great at helping calm and even focus our energies too, to some level. So it's a great one. And then with that, we just want to, like, talk a little bit about just, like, healthy foods / after school snacks, because we find that, like, so being a mom of two little ones, I do find that, and you've noticed this with the kids you've taught or your kids or your grandchildren too, it's like, after school snacks are vital, and getting a little extra protein at that time, because usually they haven't eaten since, let's say, noon, depending on when their lunch break is. And then they now have like 3 to 3.5, 4 hours before they're actually going to eat, depending on if you're on the bus or not. And usually you don't eat for another hour or two before you get home. So I find behaviors come out the most when they get home. One, because they're hungry and they need a solid snack. Mm-hmm. And two, because their home, hopefully, is their safe place, and they can let all of the emotions and all of the things that they've learned through the day, just let it out if they need to. So you you might notice that rise of emotional and behavioral, just like, I need a downtime. But again, they don't know how to regulate their nervous system. They need a parent and somebody to help guide them. Or like I like to do, I'll like have coloring books out, or like let's read some books right away because we just need chill time.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. So ideally figuring out what your kids' chill is to help them regulate themselves from a busy day of learning and moving and growing and maybe conflicts at school or seeing things that you didn't see and you're questioning it. So those are things. But Jamie had ideas of fun food snacks and
such. Yeah, this is a great topic.
I think, and I was talking with my grandson yesterday, and he was over this summer, and I had made overnight oats, and he had to have his mom have the exact recipe because they were the best. So talked about the recipe, and he had them after school, and then went to gymnastics practice. They live over in Green Bay. And he sent me a video. He said he had so much more focus and energy after his overnight oat snack.
Nice.
And he hit his double back dismount on the high bar.
Ooh.
It was amazing.
That is impressive.
Yep, it was very impressive.
Nicely done, young man.
He said it was because of high protein.
Sure.
Overnight oats. So in that overnight oats, do you add like a dried fruit or a fresh fruit? What do you add in there? What's your like secret recipe?
It wasn't even a secret recipe. I got it on the internet. Seriously, the best place to get oatmeal or oats is Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. They are organic. You don't have to worry about any pesticides in them.
Yeah.
It's really cheap.
Yeah.
Really cheap.
Great.
And then I use pistachio milk, but they didn't have that. So they used an almond milk.
Okay.
Fresh fruit, where they cut up some strawberries, blueberries, added a scoop of protein powder, some hemp seed, which is another added protein.
And fiber. And omega-3s, which is good for their brain cognition. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have the
recipe at Family Natural Foods.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You could also add like a nut butter, right? You could do almond butter or peanut butter or something like that too.
Yeah.
So you could do all sorts of different things. I also think like that protein snack, right? So other ideas could just be like crackers, cheese, maybe even like a meat or something like that. Sometimes it's just like, just an apple or something, if depending on how soon you're going to eat, but just like giving them some quality things. And right now we have kids that are just busy doing other activities too, right? Your grandson's doing other sports afterwards, so they need to fuel their body even more and get that movement in. So just thinking about, okay, they're coming home, we're getting them a quality snack, and then maybe creating that downtime environment, or maybe it is that there's another sport or activity. So kind of figuring out that flow. And again, the first couple weeks are somewhat hard because it's a new transition for everybody from the flowing summer.
Yes.
It helps that it's getting darker.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah.
We go to bed a little bit earlier, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of flow, again, remind you that the free lecture with Dr. Tracy Kreider coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That was the closest segue I had.
That's
thought that
great.
Was pretty good.
It was great.
Come join us for this great free seminar. Dr. Tracy really, really is a wonderful speaker, wonderful conversationalist, and really has some great information for you. So please check this out next Tuesday, September 19th, over at our friends over at Family Natural Food. It's going to be a good time.
5:15. Come join us.
Thank you so much for the time, you two. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Looking forward to hanging out again real soon with our friends at Family Natural Foods. We'll talk more about your upcoming anniversary and plenty more.
Yeah, thanks.
Join them over at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, or give them a call at 423-3120. That's 715-423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and do yourself a favor. Follow them on social media. God, I love your Instagram page. Really do. Great page. Be sure to follow them on social media and enjoy, everybody. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.